Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Netflix swallows the universe of author Roald Dahl. A broadcast television's new season opened up, and Comcast's smart device move, round one. News notes on E's and other late-breaking developments, next. Also ahead, our classic trivia question, and the arrival this Friday of Foundation on Apple TV+, our show to know. Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Applebaum, simulcasting live from New York on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, and TuneIn Radio, and present on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Verbal, Reason, and the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. This just in, tomorrow will be televised. Brought to you by Audible.com, the leading provider of spoken audio entertainment information that will transform the way you hear the world. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book or two when you sign up for a 30-day trial at audibletrial.com/televised. More details later in this half hour. We welcome you on this Wednesday afternoon to the program about TV's current and future, now in month two of year 15. 78 degrees, top of the hour here in New York. Happy start of fall to all of you, and we're delighted to have you here. We have an interesting half hour for you, and right off the bat, I want to say that our guest that was planned for today will not be here. That's Vin Rubino. He's been the executive producer a number of years now on ABC's popular $100,000 Pyramid Revival, which just completed its latest season. And starting on Sunday night, he is the executive producer of the revival of Supermarket Sweep, going to a second season. That's 9 o'clock Sunday night on ABC. Vin has been on our program before. He's a delightful guest, and he was looking forward to being here this afternoon, right around now. Unfortunately, we learned from ABC late yesterday afternoon that something has come up which impacts his schedule, so he will not be with us today, and ABC is working with us to reschedule him, hopefully for some time next week, and we will keep you posted. In the meantime, we have a lot of information to pass on to you about what is cooking in the world of the tube, and we invite you to interact with us. So give us a call, 646-652-2906. That's 646-652-2906. The number is good anyway. You're catching us across the country or around the globe here on Blog Talk Radio, Speaker, or TuneIn Radio. Any TV topic will do. And you can also use our chat room if you're shy about the phone. It's SimonApple04 by name. You will find it at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. Use the phone or the room. Either way, you're interactive with us. And while the program is on the air, you can connect others by using Facebook Timeline. Click on the Facebook icon, your Blog Talk, Speaker, or TuneIn screen. Follow the instructions, and other people can be live with you. So let's get things started right now with news notes. Get ready for a new wave of television series made for movies and other media adapted or expanding the works of celebrated author Roald Dahl. That wave will originate from Netflix, announcing plans earlier today to acquire Roald Dahl's Story Company. That's the organization formed to oversee media based on Dahl's handiwork, ranging from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory to the BFG. In 2018, both companies launched a venture to develop animated series inspired by Dahl tales. Two are now in production: Wonka, involving Oscar-winning filmmaker Taika Waititi, and Matilda the Musical. Netflix co-chief executive Ted Sarandos indicated through a statement that this expanded enterprise may also result in new games, immersive presentations, live theater, and consumer products. Two nights into the 2021-22 broadcast network season, one newcomer at least looks promising off the bat. That's NCIS Hawaii, which began existence on CBS Monday night with 6.3 million viewers, tops in its time period, among the B-Nets. Mothership NCIS had 8.1 million viewers for its season debut 1 hour earlier. The other newbies that night, NBC's Ordinary Joe and The Big Leap on Fox, had 3.8 million and 2 million people in sight, respectively. Now, as for last night's programming, initial Nielsen calculations suggest a fine start for FBI International. That's the second spinoff of Dick Wolf-created CBS saga FBI. The first one was Most Wanted, whose executive producer Renee Bolster was on our program last fall. And there's a modest liftoff for Fox's Our Kind of People. That's their second new series this week. Alter Ego, which is newbie number three for Fox, starts a two-part premiere tonight. By the way, we had the executive producer, Matilda Zarowski, on this program several weeks ago. You can hear that interview with us at blogtalkradio.com/televised and our podcast destinations. Top cable operator and NBC Universal parent Comcast is now in the smart TV gadget marketplace. Xfinity Flex customers will be the initial audience for XI1. It's a TV-connected device offering video services and other applications to be unveiled later. X1 cable subscribers will be able to get XI1 at a later date. Meantime, Comcast is reportedly close to offering a line of smart TV sets nationwide known as X-Class. Brian Roberts, then of Comcast, was speaking at virtually from New York at the annual Goldman Sachs Cornucopia Conference this morning. He had no mention about X-Class, did mention about XI. Now some quickies. TBS, TNT, and True TV will offer Halloween programming blocks between tomorrow and November 1st. The blocks will feature hit movies and original installments of American Dad, Animal Kingdom, and other series. Showtime will go forward with Let the Right One In. It's a vampire saga starring Academy Award nominee Damien Bashir, who also starred in the former FX series The Bridge for two seasons. Paramount Plus is gearing up a second season of Rugrats, the computer-generated revival of Nickelodeon's iconic tune. Hallmark Channel's annual Countdown to Christmas will debut 41, that's right, 41 new holiday movies for 2021, starting October 22nd. They are promising at least 8 hours of original programming between October 22nd and Christmas time. And incidentally, there'll be other movies that'll be running on sister network Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, also originally for the holiday season. New HBO Max comedy The Sex Lives of College Girls, co-created by Mindy Kaling, begins November 18th with a 2-episode launch. And this just in, Polaris, a new ad-supported network devoted to content produced by people of color and owned by people of color, will premiere next month on Vizio's Smart TV set. It's one of the SmartCast original channels that Catherine Pond was talking about on her show last month. You can hear that exclusive interview also at our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. And that is news notes for today. Incidentally, we are trying to get the head of Polaris, which is minority-owned, on our program as early as next week, and we will keep you posted. Coming up next, we'll have our classic trivia question and our show to know the long-awaited premiere of Foundation this Friday, the Isaac Asimov sci-fi classic on Apple TV+. And we may have some more for you, too. But first, let's hear some words from the fine folks at Audible.com. If you're in the market for a thriller like White House Down, Olympus Has Fallen, London Has Fallen, that involves the CIA, clandestine doings with the FBI, and so on, well, you're going to like an audiobook that just came out called Enemy at the Gates by Vince Flynn. And that audiobook can be yours for a trial run with Audible.com. You know, Audible.com is the leading provider of spoken digital entertainment, information, and inspiration. There's over 200,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now at Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and all of our podcast destinations, plus our website, that's tomorrowbetelevised.podsite.io. All you got to do is sign up at audibletrial.com/televised. That's audibletrial.com/televised. You get one free audiobook. You get a one-month trial of the service, so check it all out. Plus, you get great customer service from Audible's parent, Amazon.com, and while the supply lasts, important health and wellness information on all sorts of topics. Now, if you are already an Amazon Prime member, well, great news for you. If you haven't heard, you get two audiobooks for your one-month trial, including one from the fast-growing catalog, and I do mean fast-growing, of Audible Originals. We're talking original audio series, podcast productions, the best of Broadway, off-Broadway, and regional theater, which will be spotlighted, by the way, on the Tony Awards this Sunday night, first 2 hours on Paramount+, second 2 hours on CBS. And also, you can get the best one-woman and one-man performances around. So how about making this week the week that you can listen and find out how Audible.com can transform the way you hear the world? I've been saying for so often, it makes a great gift any time of the year for those you love, whether it's for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and, of course, the Christmas Hanukkah holiday season. So don't delay. Check it out, audibletrial.com/televised. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. Well, now time for our classic trivia question of the week that we introduced on Monday's episode. And if you're first with the correct answer, we have not one but two prizes for you. First, the prize we've been offering for the last week and a half. That's the I Love Lucy Mix and Match magnet set, which features Lucille Ball in her iconic role in all sorts of different ways. And our second prize, which we introduced on Monday, is of Hollywood Christmas. It's the Star Special, back from the late 1990s, hosted by Jane Seymour. It's a wonderful look at great Hollywood movies celebrating the holiday season and Christmas in specifically. So if you want both prizes, listen carefully because you get your chance right now, and you can be our latest classic trivia winner. Here's the question. Name the fictional area of Los Angeles where The Shield takes place. The Shield, the popular FX series, it was FX's first scripted series back in 2002. Michael Chiklis, the commish on ABC for several seasons, rose to huge fame as the road cop Vic Mackey. He won a Golden Globe and an Emmy Award for Best Actor in a Drama Series that year. show ran for 7 seasons, made a career out of Sean Ryan, the creator of the show. A lot of wonderful actors like Roland Gong and CCH Pound and others got big leaps in their careers off the Shield. So once again, here's that question. Name the fictional area of Los Angeles where The Shield takes place. Name the fictional area of Los Angeles where The Shield takes place. If you know the answer, simple. Email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. Don't forget to enclose your name and where you're emailing from. If you're first with the correct answer, you win. If we don't get a winner by the end of today, we will post the question tomorrow morning on Facebook and on Twitter. Facebook at Simon Applebaum and Twitter at UBC Simon TWBT. That's UBC Simon TWBT. So remember, in order to win, we say this all the time, you got to play in. So do so. What are you waiting for? Get involved. One more time, the question. Name the fictional area of Los Angeles where The Shield takes place. And you could be a winner of an I Love Lucy Mix and Match Magnet. That's a lot of fun to have and share with your friends. And the Hollywood Christmas Special from Starz, hosted by Jane Seymour. Once again, simonapple04@yahoo.com. We're awaiting your reply, because sooner you do, sooner you're in position to win. So get in the game today, and all the very best. Now time for our regular feature called A Show to Know. And if you're new to our program, it's a feature where we highlight an upcoming program that you might not know about. We think it's worth your watching because of either we've heard great advanced critical reviews or a lot of buzz on social media about it. Either way, it's a program that a lot of you don't know about because it's not well marketed, promoted, or publicized, or it falls under the radar screen of critics and journalists like yours truly. Well, our show to know this time around is going to premiere this Friday, about 48 hours from now, on Apple TV+. And it's one that has been highly anticipated and will premiere globally, not just here in the United States or here in North America. It's Foundation, the long-anticipated adaptation of one of the great science fiction classic books of all time by the late and great author and expert in science fiction and science, Isaac Asimov. I've seen the trailer for this, and it's amazing. It looks incredible. It could be a show that 1 year from now might be up for Emmy Awards, and maybe a Peabody Award. You never know. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Foundation, it is a very famous set of books by Isaac Asimov about a revolutionary scientist named Dr. Hari Seldon, who has a great gift for predicting how the future is going to go. And what he declares is that the current galactic empire is in for, you might say, a rude awakening, and that at some point it may even get destroyed. So in order to preserve the knowledge, the practices, the culture, the lore of the empire, Seldon decides with a group of followers to establish at opposite ends of the galaxy a space known as Foundations. One is called Foundation, one is called Second Foundation. And the whole idea of Foundation is how those two bastions of society work out in the face of growing culture clashes, growing possibility of war, and the growing possibility that a lot of civilization may be extinct along the way. The program has a nice cast to it, including two Emmy nominees, Jared Harris, Lee Pace, and maybe known for Pushing Davies, and lately, and then before that, after that, Halt and Catch Fire, a great underrated series on AMC. Also, rising stars Lou LaBelle and Leah Harvey. And the executive producer and creator of the series is none other than one of the top people involved with cinematic superhero movies and some television, David Goyer, behind Batman Begins, Man of Steel. He's one of the best in the business at that. He put the show together, along with, I don't know if this is Isaac Asimov's daughter or cousin, that's Robin Asimov, and along with Skydance Television, headed by David Ellison, and another bunch of producers also, too. I want to share with you a little bit of what David had to say about putting Foundation together. It's this. Growing up, I devoured Foundation and dreamed of one day seeing it on screen, but a feature film didn't seem big enough to embrace the ambition. Thanks to the broader landscape of streaming and a valuable partnership with Apple and Skydance Television, we're able to bring the series to the screen in a way that truly does it justice. Foundation has always been at the top of my bucket list, and I'm honored to get to play a part in finally bringing it to life. Whether you're a fan of the novels or simply someone craving a mind-blowing epic, I'm excited to share with you what we've created. And I'll tell you, after seeing the trailer, which came out in initial form several months ago and then was redone in a big way, about a week or so ago. This show looks like the kind of program that Isaac Asimov, if he was still around today, would highly approve. The look of the series, the special effects, the characterization, the comprehensiveness is truly on a great plane. I think this show is going to make waves with a lot of people starting Friday. And I'm really surprised it has not drawn a lot of critical attention to it yet. I haven't seen anything yet on Rotten Tomatoes in terms of advanced reviews. I hope in the next 48 hours or so that starts to transform. So Foundation is going to be happening Friday, September 24th, 2021. And here's how it's going to work. It's going to be a global launch. It's 10 episodes. The first three episodes will launch Friday, and then there'll be one new episode each Friday after that. So the first three episodes this Friday, and then a new episode, Unspooling, on Apple TV, which runs on smart TV sets and smart TV lights all over the place on a weekly basis. I'm really excited about this show. I'm a fan of Foundation. I think it's one of the greatest science fiction epics ever put together. Whether you've read any of the books, Foundation, Foundation Empire, Second Foundation, I have a hunch that the American public and the world public is going to be very, very excited to check this out. One more time, Foundation finally premieres. It's been in the works for years. Finally will premiere this Friday, September 24th, on Apple TV Plus, available through smart TV sets and smart TV devices all over the place. And for more details about the show, it's tv.apple.com. It's tv.apple.com. I'd love to know what you hear about this Show to Know pick. And incidentally, is there a TV show you like that doesn't get enough attention, whether it's current or it's about to happen? Well, we want to spotlight it on this feature, which we've run for several years now. But in order to do it, we got to hear from you. So email me with your selection, simonapple04@yahoo.com. That's simonapple04@yahoo.com. You'll also find me on Facebook, on LinkedIn, on Twitter. Leave a note. I'll respond within 24 hours. And if we use your suggestion on the air, you will get the credit, no matter where you are. So let's connect on Future Show to Know, shall we? simonapple04@yahoo.com, or drop me a note on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. I'll respond within 24 hours. If we use your suggestion, we will bring it to you on the air. All right? All righty. And check out Foundation. And I'll let you know, by the way, on Friday. If we get any word about the critics, we'll let you know on Friday. Incidentally, Friday on Tomorrow Be Televised, we have a great 90 minutes for you. And we're going to kick it off with the brand new NBC series premiering this week, La Brea. We are going to have not one, not two, but all three in our first half hour of the co-showrunners. David Applebaum, I believe he is no relation to yours truly, Stephen Lillian and Brian Winbrandt. They will all be with us live for the first 20 minutes of our program. Then, in our second half hour, we're going to shift the focus to CuriosityStream. It's the popular nonfiction service on smart TV sets and smart TV devices put together by former Discovery Channel leader John Hendricks. Rob Burke, the head of original content, will join us, and we'll talk about the current and future plans of this network that was one of the first services to use smart TV sets and devices, and now it is a phenomenon all over the world. And finally, there's a brand new smart TV service that we're going to spotlight. It's the latest of a whole batch that we have been spotlighting for the last 2 years or so. This one's called Haunt TV. It's all about the paranormal. You'll meet the former vice president of this new service, Craig Junner. That's all coming up next Friday, this Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, New Pacific, right here on Tomorrow Be Televised. And we've already got guests next week. We have another three-episode week in store for you, and we already have guests for each of our days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Coming up next Monday, we'll have the creator and showrunners of the brand-new workplace comedy that will premiere that night on BYU TV, Brigham University's national cable service and satellite service. The show is called 9 Years to Neptune. You'll meet the creators, Tyler and Peter McCullough. Then on Wednesday, Sinclair's broadcast news service, the National Desk, that you see mornings on local Sinclair stations around the country, is going primetime and late night at the end of this month. You'll meet the director of content, Michael Gerber, about the plans for this new side of the National Desk, how the morning service is going, and what plans are there for expansion, both on broadcast television through Sinclair stations and maybe smart TV sets too. And finally, a week from Friday, you remember a late-night HBO tune called The Life and Times of Tim? Well, Steve Dedalian, the man who put that program together, is back with a brand-new series on HBO Max premiering on September 30th called 10-Year-Old Tom. He's creating it, he's writing it, he's the executive producer, and he'll be with us live a week from Friday. Steve Dedalian, from 10-year-old Tom. Before that, HBO's Life and Times of Tim. Again, this new series premieres September 30th on HBO Max, and he will be with us live as one of our guests on October 1st, kicking off our month, a week from Friday. That's all coming up next Monday, Wednesday, Friday, another three-episode week to wrap up your month and get you into October right here on Tomorrow Will Be Televised. Before we wrap things up, I want to give a shout-out to a very special programmer who yesterday announced a major transition in his career. He's not leaving television. He's about to make a brand new leap. His name is Gary Marsh. For the last three decades, he has been one of the key programming executives at the Walt Disney Company, specifically with the Disney Channel and spinoff services Disney XD and Disney Junior. And in the last year, he's headed Disney-branded television, which produces a wide variety of content, scripted and unscripted, for not only the Disney Channel folk family of services, but also lately Disney Plus, ABC, Hulu, etc. If you've enjoyed programming classics on the Disney Channel, from Hannah Montana to That's So Raven to Just Roll With It, or movies like High School Musical, and series like High School Musical, the musical, the series, which is now just wrapped up its second season on Disney Plus. Well, that was Gary Marsh's handiwork. He oversaw those shows, and in the process, he gave us a wonderful galaxy of terrific talent like Miley Cyrus, Raven Simone, Debbie Ryan, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato. He gave them their big leap, their big start in television and in entertainment. And he continued to do so with such people as Peyton Lee, who is now in the new Disney Plus series, Doogie Kamealoha, MD, which started earlier this month, the new unique remake of Doogie Howser, MD, the late Stephen Boschko's ABC classic iconic series about the teenage prodigy in the medical profession. Marsh is stepping down shortly from his Disney-branded TV role, and he's forming a brand-new production company yet to be named, which he will create a wide variety of content, scripted and unscripted, for the Disney Channel, Disney Plus, ABC, Hulu, etc. He's working, by the way, on a great project, a slate of projects, including more movies in the popular Descendants franchise, maybe a zombie additional movie or two. He's working on a Beauty and the Beast prequel series. He's working on a Peter Pan series, as far as I know, and a number of other series projects. So he has already got his hands full, and the company has not gotten into business yet. But he will be once that gets launched. So, Gary, congratulations on a sensational career doing so much for the role of kids and family programming in our lives, and all the great talent, both in front and behind the camera, that you brought and you gave an opportunity to through Disney Channel, XD, Disney Junior, and more recently, Disney Plus, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So all the very best, Gary, with your new venture. I know it's going to be fantastic, and I'd love to have you on the show to talk about your new venture when it's ready to go, when your full slate of projects has all the announcements in a row. So stay tuned to us, Gary. We're going to keep in touch with you, and hopefully we'll have you on when you're ready to fly with your new venture, and all the very best with it. If you came in late, again, you didn't miss anything in terms of having Vin Rubino on, the new executive producer of Supermarket Sweep, which starts its latest season, number two, with Leslie Jones as the host this Sunday night on ABC, 9:10 Pacific time, right after the season premiere, second season premiere of Celebrity Wheel of Fortune by Pat Sajak and Vanna White. Vin was supposed to be on this afternoon. We were told by ABC late yesterday he could not make it. Something unexpected happened, but we are rescheduling. Hopefully he'll be with us on one of our episodes next week. Again, thank you for tuning in and checking all of our wonderful information out. Again, we have a great 90-minute show coming your way on Friday, less than 48 hours from now. We will have the co-showrunners of the new NBC series premiering this week, La Brea, David Applebaum, again, no relation, I think, to yours truly. We may be surprised at that when he comes on Friday. Stephen Lillian and Brian Winbrand will be in our first half hour. In our second half hour, the head of original content at CuriosityStream, Rob Burke, and then the programming vice president for new service, Haunt TV, on smart TV sets and devices, all about the paranormal, Craig Junior. If you came in late on today's program, you want to catch up on episodes you missed, it's very simple. Go to our homepage, blogtalkradio.com/televised. You can find our interview that we did last week with Saladin Patterson, the executive producer and developer of the new version of The Wonder Years that is premiering tonight on ABC and has gotten fantastic advanced reviews. Already people are calling it one of the year's best new series, and even better in some cases than the original Wonder Years of way back when. And that's one of the great exclusive interviews you can catch there. So it's blogtalkradio.com/televised. Also, check us out on podcast. We're available 24/7 on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon Music, Verbal, our newest affiliate, Reason FM, the iRadio Podcast Network, and other places as well. And don't forget, you can also check out our program at our website, tomorrowbetelevised.podsite.io. Current episode at the top. Click it and you get it. Other episodes at the bottom. And you can also leave a comment as well. And we really do appreciate what you have to say. All right? What's your thoughts about the news that we brought to you today? And where are you at with the world of television? Where it's at and where it's going? I'd still like to hear from you about the Emmy Awards. What do you think about the Emmys, about the presentation? And what do you think that may portend for situations like the Emmys down the road? So email me, simonapple04@yahoo.com. It's simonapple04@yahoo.com. And please enclose your name and where you're from. Remember, that's how you get involved in our Show to Know segment, and that's how you get involved in our Classic Trivia Question of the Week. One more time, the question, name the fictional area of Los Angeles where the Shield takes place. I Love Lucy, Mix and Match Magnet Set, and the Christmas Hollywood Christmas Special from Starz. That's why our prizes in play, and you can get them by the end of today if you come through with the correct answer. If we don't get a win by the end of today, see the question tomorrow on Facebook and on Twitter. Remember, we love hearing from you. We do respond to you, and we do it within 24 hours, and there's a very simple reason why. Because what you say matters now more than ever. The views expressed here are those of the participants, now I say those of Blog Talk Radio and other distributors of this program. Andy Toe is Blog Talk Radio's general manager, with Jay Sonnenberg, head of content. Website service provided by PodSite, the new internet avenue for podcasts. For more details, go to podsite.io. Our web coordinator is guitarist Fakris. Tomorrow We Televise was brought to you today by Audible.com, an Amazon division. Remember, Audible will transform the way you hear the world. For a free audiobook or two and much more, it's audibletrial.com/televise. Makes a great gift for you or anyone you love. For Tomorrow We Televise, I'm Simon Applebaum in New York. Thank you for your listening. Have a great rest of your midweek. A very happy start to fall, which begins today. We will hear you back, hopefully, in less than 48 hours. Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. You know where. Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, TuneIn Radio, and our various podcast affiliates, including the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Whatever you're up to between now and then, please make it safe and make it great. If you haven't been vaccinated, see your doctor, go over your medical records, and then make a great choice, your choice. Until the next time, stay well and stay tuned.